Attorney at law Andrew Pilgrim last night recounted the story of a young man coming to him 4 years after his father was killed.
Called me and said, I think the police are coming now to me because this man is missing. He's not reaching out to tell me that he doesn't know anything about it. He's reaching out to tell me he knows something about it. But the question is, I knew he was fatherless for 4 years now. So should I be waiting on him to reach out to me now with the problem?
Speaking at a forum on crime mounted by the Caribbean Court of Justice, Mr. Pilgrim saw a need for more intervention to help people in such situations.
If you graduate young men with nothing, you think everybody gonna cut grass? And all of us get vexed? He could have done so much better for himself. He gone looking for crime. He gone selling weed. What you thought he was going to do? What did you think he was going to do when he left school with no subjects? And it's only his mother in the house, and she busy working trying to feed the other four. What you thought was going to happen? That he was going to get a doctorate?
Another regional defense attorney, Ronald Daniels from Guyana, took the theme further, speaking from the floor.
I've grown up in a single-parent household, populated by primarily women, and as well-intentioned as they were, I discovered in my unique circumstances that they were not equipped to socialize me as a man. I gravitated to those who were available to socialize me, and whether fortunately or unfortunately, those who were available were the drug dealers, the gun pushers, and that is where I got my socialization from.
And this, he says, was his outlook on life.
My genuine aspiration was to become a gangster. That was my genuine aspiration.
But thanks to the intervention of one who became a dear friend of Mr. Daniels, he changed his course.
He said to me one day, I can't understand how you could be so smart and so stupid at the same time. And I took the opportunity then to let him in because this was someone who would have displayed to me that, you know, I'm curious as to what obtains beyond the surface. Now, my tests have become my testimony. So I capitalize on the opportunity when I interact with the young men in the criminal justice system to let them know that this is not academics that is representing you. I have the street credentials. I can relate to what is it you're experiencing. So I'm better positioned to understand their experience and their circumstances and to, as best as I can, guide them out of those experiences. Oftentimes, all they need is someone who genuinely cares, someone who is disposed to listen, and someone who can expose them to a better avenue and better opportunities. Now, I take the liberty of charging, especially the criminal defense attorneys in the room and those who are on the platform. We as criminal defense attorneys, to put it crudely, we make monies from those communities. We're remunerated by the services we offer to those communities. Now, how many of us give back to those communities in a tangible way? How many of us avail ourselves to be used as mentors in those communities? How many of us perhaps offer pro bono representation on a conditional basis? If I'm to offer pro bono representation in those circumstances, I would say to the persons I'm representing, listen. Once I avail myself to your representation and I manage to get you out of these circumstances, these are the commitments that I expect you to make. You turn a different page.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.